Hey guys, this is Joe. Today I want to introduce you to our partner Vanta. Achieving ISO 27001 or SOC 2 compliance can unlock major growth for your company and build customer trust, but the process can be time intense and costly. Vanta automates compliance, getting you audit ready quickly and saving up to 85% of associated costs. And Vanta scales with your business, helping you enter new markets. Join 7,000 global companies like Atlassian, Flow Health, and Quora that trust Vanta. Claim 20% off Vanta at vanta.com/startupradio. That's vanta.com, spelled vanta.com/startupradio.
When you're an entrepreneur with a great idea, it can be daunting to find funding. Startup Raven takes the process out of your hands by helping entrepreneurs connect and learn about potential investors all in one place, without any long-filled forms or 1,000 questions. Sign up for early access at startupraven.com.
Welcome to StartupRad.io, your podcast and YouTube blog covering the German startup scene with news, interviews, and live events.
Hello and welcome, everybody. This is Joe from StartupRad.io, your startup podcast, YouTube blog, and internet radio station from Germany with the startup news and interviews you need to know. I would like to welcome my co-host and co-founder for the startup news, Chris.
Hey, everybody. Yeah, so turning the microphone on and off will be a thing today because there's construction going on at my apartment. So apologies in advance. But apart from that, I say hello from a very humid New York. We left the bad, the wildfires behind us, the orange wildfires that you might have seen. But now we are in New York summer.
Same here. And actually, there was somebody listening to very loud music outside, apparently from my neighbors. And I was checking and said, oh, this is annoying. And it's modern talking. So I'm not really sure if I'm really old when I realized that was modern talking. Anyway, welcome to this month in German, Swiss, and Austrian startups. June 2023 wrap up. This is StartupRate.io episode number 388. Chris, can you believe it? It's amazing, right?
It's a lot.
Yeah, it's a lot. And you are off the hook with a bagel. I heard the sirens in the background. We are trying to wrap up the whole month in 30 minutes or less, again, with our top-down structure. Chris is, as always, in New York. I am, as always, in Frankfurt. This news recording, this news episode was recorded on June 27th. Pretty late, I have to admit. All news not yet included here will be published in our next news episode. Find all links and the quoted news on our Medium blog, link below. Note, we will now go into summertime. In July and August, we will only publish content every other week. And the next startup news will be summer wrap up to be published on September 4th in the US, celebrated on Labor Day. Our highlights, 1.5 degrees. That's the goal for the maximum global warming. 1.5, a green tech startup becomes a unicorn only after 23 months. We are wondering if this is the rise of the climate tech startups already. Switzerland has a record funding with Taylor of 275 million euros. Get your guide shows travel tech is back in favor of the VCs with 194 million US dollar funding. Germany, meaning the Republic of Germany, the federal government, and Intel agree on subsidies and investments for a new mega chip factory worth more than 30 billion euros. And Fernride, meaning long distance trip cruise, would this be a proper translation, long distance ride? A pioneer in autonomous electric trucks gets a 30 million US dollar plus Series A funding. So let's talk startups. Our enablers. This recording is supported by Hessen Trade and Invest and the European Enterprise Network Hessen. This recording was made possible by HTAI and the Enterprise Europe Network Hessen. The organizations have made tremendous contributions to helping startup businesses succeed and thrive, providing a range of services from helping to find grants to ongoing partnerships. By taking advantage of these resources, startup companies can network and develop innovative strategies for success on the international stage. The dedicated support of HTAI and the Enterprise Europe Network Hessen is paramount in providing startup businesses with the tools for lasting success. Look for our dedicated sub-podcast in partnership with them, Tech Startups Germany, or you can find it on our link tree. And again, startupraven.com, the best way to identify investors and cooperation partners for early stage startups. You can sign up for early access on startupraven.com. Maybe you are the 11,000th entrepreneur to sign up. This is just going amazing. Chris, you missed the top news, right?
A lot of top news. And you were already hinting at it in our little management summary, that we are wondering whether the rise of climate tech startups has begun. In Hamburg, there's 1.5 Grad, translated as 1.5 degrees, which has raised 430 million euros in a Series B round and is now valued at more than a billion euros, which means they have become a unicorn at just 20 months old age. And they are a startup for solar panels. So they are in the alternative energy industry. We have several articles about this. And we also see that they are already acquiring a lot of companies left and right. We see a record funding for Switzerland. The Swiss-based SME lending fintech Taylor raised 275 million euro, gaining Barclays as a new investor, and other investors include M&G Investment. So also huge number, significant deal there. We see that travel tech startups seem to be back all of a sudden. Get Your Guide raises $194 million to fuel curated travel experiences and a global expansion. A lot of money there for the travel experience marketplace based in Berlin. And there's 30 billion for a new chip factory. You were also saying this already in the little summary at the beginning. And this has caused quite a lot of German media coverage because Intel and the government of Germany or the German administration undersigned this deal. Intel gets 30 billion euros in subsidies. And a lot of people are wondering whether, even if it's a huge amount of jobs that are being created, whether this is worth it or if it's probably too much interference on the government side in business. And we also
have to say it's in our news because it's the largest foreign investment in Germany's history.
Yes. So a wild story with, I would say, a pretty unsure end. And then Fernride. Do you know Fernride? It's a German pioneer of autonomous electric trucks, raising $31 million in Series A, which obviously in that industry is not that much money. And I think in general, it's just interesting to see that there is still money pouring into autonomous driving. I think it's definitely a topic that a couple of years ago had gotten more and more attention. But now I think there's a lot of disillusionment because so many companies realize it's actually pretty hard to come up with autonomous cars. And even about Tesla, probably like the biggest player in the field in terms of passenger cars, we have seen a lot of stories with accidents and people actually also dying. So very interesting deal there. That's it for the top news. Let's do some housekeeping.
housekeeping and time to brag. As we said before, July and August will be pretty light in terms of publications, and the next startup news will be September 4th. But we have a very good announcement for us. We are now officially a global top 100 tech podcast just last week. And at the time of this recording, we cracked with the spot number 96 in Chartable's global top 100 tech podcasts. So we are now officially a top 100 tech podcast. Pretty proud of that. Publication schedule, we've already set. And I think that's all for me right now. We tried to keep it trimmed today. Chris, you want to proceed with the ecosystem news?
Yes, ecosystem is usually the part where we talk about startup culture and scene in general.
Now you're actually overdoing it with the sirens.
Okay. Ecosystem, relevant news from all around the world. We see that, or we wonder if it's a harbinger of bad news for the VC world, because SoftBank prepares a new round of layoffs at its Vision Fund. So even though that is not necessarily related to Germany, Switzerland, or Austria, this is such an important player in the whole startup field that we wanted to include it here. We also see relevant news from the European Union. For example, we have PitchBook's insights into the European private capital in the first half of 2023. There's a link for that on the show notes. We see that the European Innovation Council is in line for an extra 2.6 billion euros in the US EU budget review. And Europe kicks off new support measures to help deep tech innovators scale up their businesses, or future deep tech innovators scale up their businesses. Moving on to Germany, couple of studies and new findings there. According to a recent study, Germany, Swiss, and Austrian companies are among the 50 most innovative in the world. They include such established players as Siemens, Roche, BioNTech, Merck, Bosch, Mercedes-Benz, and BMW. We also see that insolvencies in startups could reach a new record in Germany, according to a press report. In the first quarter of 2023, 67 startups filed for insolvency versus only 39 in the first quarter of 2022. It's always a bit iffy to wonder, okay, what is the definition here of a startup? But I think what is interesting is if the definition hasn't changed over the years, then it becomes interesting to have a look at the trend line. And apparently here, based on the definition of this study, the number of startup insolvencies goes up. Germany is also, though, the second most attractive destination for renewable energy investments, overtaking China, according to a recent study done by EY. Moving on from the world via Europe and Germany to the hubs in Germany, and you have some information of what's going on in specific cities.
Exactly. We highlight the hidden gems outside of Berlin and Munich. The Frankfurt Rhein-Main area, German edtech startup Tomorrow University raises 9.3 million euros in new funding. Our former guest InsurTech startup ThinkSurance raises 24 million US dollars in funding. Of course, you can learn more about the company and its founder from our 2019 interview almost 4 years ago. We tell you we are ahead of the curve. This proves it once again. The total funds raised, tracked by our project Rhein-Main VC, has surpassed 150 million euros venture capital for the first half of 2023 already. We'll soon pick up our blogging again. Sorry for the delay, but we kept collecting data. Freiburg in the south of Germany. According to a recent blog post in Germany, Tesla is buying the startup Viferion from Freiburg. They offer inductive robot charging. And Freiburg-based Next Wave secures 30 million to buy first commercial scale green solar wafer plant. Tübingen-based Meshkapat raises 6 million US dollars in seed funding. And Dresden, Saxon, Wandelbots was one of the stars in the German startup scene. Now they focus on the software exclusively and therefore have to cut 30% of their headcount. Going much further south, crossing the German border into Austria and Chris is taking over.
Exactly, because we always look at German language startups. Now we can take a look at Austria, where the Vienna-based HR tech startup Gustav is bought by the US-based Fuse Cooperative. We also see that the Austrian fintech Taxify, with an E instead of an I, faces criticism. There have been press reports that more than 50,000 tax filings were delayed in their pipeline. And Bitpanda, probably the biggest startup story from Austria, joins other fintechs in the race for deposits and offers 2.5% interest. I think also an interesting development in the market to see how interest rates for savings also go up. In Switzerland, we move on, where we move on to now, there is 12 million Swiss francs to ensure safe drinking water around the world. That is a story from the startup ticker.ch for Switzerland. And it's a Series C investment round for Binovate Technologies. Depoly raises 12.3 million Swiss francs in seed funding. And that's all we got for these other countries. We move on to general news, tech news, company news section, where we also have a little note here. Since we aim to inform you about the startup world in GSA, and SMEs and large enterprises are also active in the markets. Therefore, we include some news of them here as well, mostly the ones where we believe they have an impact on our relevant segment of the GSA economy. And we speak about them every once in a while here, looking for new VC funds if you are looking for money. So we will want to give you some advice there of what you can probably, where you can probably apply for money. Our show notes usually have more information about this on where to pitch these investors. And there will be a special publication on our blog for the summer about this. For now, just one highlight. The AXA Venture Partners launched a new 1.5 billion euros late growth strategy. And you can read about that in the show notes. Moving on to fintech. And you.
Fintech news. The fintech Cure Finance wanted to provide financial services to healthcare professionals, but has to file for insolvency. According to a blog post, an investor just did not pay their investment, writes Finance Forward. Homelike wants to be a leading PropTech startup in the rental space. They are now merging with Q Global Network to create the largest flex living platform for business travelers and remote workers. After the crash of Silicon Valley Bank and the takeover of British SVB by the HSBC, the German branch is up for sale. Former chief marketing officer for Wolt in Germany joins FinTech Unit Plus, also as CMO. According to a press report, high-ranking managers in Europe are leaving Binance. And FinTech unicorn TaxFix cuts 120 jobs. A little bit more general news, and I never thought I would have them in our startup news. BND, Germany's Federal Intelligence Service Bundesnachrichtendienst. And guess what they did? They start an NFT collection as part of their recruiting efforts called Dogs of BND. You can also misinterpret that. We have talked about Inform's possible plans before. This seems to confirm it. Inform closes from my headquarters in Berlin. Now retailers with their Inform installations are asking for compensation for the early retreat, according to a recent press report. The nephew of German Chancellor Olaf Scholz did not succeed with their savings app, but now they want to help German companies hiring international talent. And Rocket Internet, you may remember this. We used to have a Rocket Internet corner and Chris always did it. One of the three founders, Oliver Samba, paid himself a 260 million euro dividend after the company was taken private. Chris, you want to do some Schumpeter's Schöpferische Zerstörung, creative destruction?
Yeah, Good for him. Oliver Sandler. Yeah, so Schumpeter's schöpferische Zerstörung, we always talk about it here while we ourselves are stumbling over the syllables. Creative destruction, meaning a concept of replacing new ways of doing things. No, replacing old ways of doing things with new ways of doing things. So the stories here is basically about how we make room for innovation. There is, for example, the gin startup Tastillery, which had to file for insolvency. Makes us wonder whether this will be the end of the gin hype. I myself have never been on the gin hype train that much. I'm a whiskey and vodka guy. And German secondhand marketplace Mädchenflohmarkt, meaning girls flea market, had to file for insolvency and is now looking for new investors. We won't end here with the destruction here. Yeah.
I am a gin fan, but only after I started offering gin tonics at family celebrations here in our apartment.
I think it's just like a very utilitarian drink. You drink gin and tonic to get like shit faced very fast, I think. Anyway, don't fight me. Please don't mail about this. We will end on a high note and an even higher note with stories about successful fundraising and exits. It's only a small selection. The news here and their total value show how resilient the startup scene is. It's only a selected few fundraisings above 5 million euros or US dollars that we learned about in the last couple of weeks. There is, for example, ABB buying the Munich-based smart home startup Eve Systems, considered a hidden champion. Then Scout24 bought the Sprengnetter Gruppe, a leading data provider for real estate data and valuations. The digital out-of-home advertising network Hi, with an H-Y-G-H, raised 21.5 million euros. Then CleanHub secured a 7 million euros deal to protect the oceans from plastic waste. You can learn more about the founder and their business in our interview. And after BMW teamed up with Amazon's Alexa, Mercedes-Benz will use ChatGPT via Azure.
Yeah, Microsoft Azure, right?
Azure.
I know. As a German, you always pronounce it as Azure.
Yes.
In our stay ahead of the curve, we only have one article from Harvard Business Review, strategy for startups. And Chris, we did an excellent job. We're barely above 21 minutes.
I will look into strategies for summer now.
Yes. What's your plan for summer, Chris?
Nothing. I mean, that is the plan. The plan is nothing.
That looks right. I am now leaving for 2 weeks of vacation. And as everybody can tell, who is seeing me right now, I really need that. Believe me, guys.
What do you mean? You look brilliant. Bye.
That's why you're my co-founder. Bye, guys. See you again in September.
That's all, folks. Find more news, streams, events, and interviews at www.startuprad.io. Remember, sharing is caring.